Betty Lockley Hoag on June the 9th, interviewing Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Ames, spelled A-M-E-S, in their home in Claremont, California. Claremont is spelled C-L-A-R-E-M-O-N-T. Mr. and Mrs. Ames were both on the project in San Diego. Mrs. Ames, under the name of Jean Goodwin, spelled G-O-O-D-W-I-N. And they have continued to be a team working together in the art field ever since. We're going to have microfilm material telling about the work that they have done, but it covers such an amazingly wide field in painting, oils and watercolors, crayon and pencil, in the graphics, lithographs, and in the etching, in enamels and mosaics, and tapestry design. And during the project, they were on both the mural and the easel projects that I know of, and perhaps on the lithographic project. Before we start talking about that period, I would like to ask you each separately a little about your lives. Mrs. Ames, would you tell me first if you have a middle name besides Jean Goodwin, another name that you use?
No.
And would you tell us when you were born and where, and if you care to?
I was born in Santa Ana, November 5th, 1903.
And where were you educated?
I went to high school in Santa Ana, then 2 years to Pomona College, then graduated from a 3-year program at the Art Institute of Chicago. Then came back to California, took my B.E. degree at UCLA and my M.F.A. at USC.
What does B.E. stand for?
Bachelor of Education.
Thank you.
It was the only degree that was given at that time in the field of art. And I did teach high school for 3 years, and then before I got my master's. And then came after. Yes, at Citrus, first 1 year at High Santa Ana, and then 3 years at Citrus, it's 4 and 0. And then it came after my master's. I taught Claremont Graduate School and Scripps College, 1940 on to the present day.
And you're continuing still teaching?
Yes, I'm a professor. Graduate school.
And what do you teach there?
I teach design and art education. And I have charge of the master's programs. I'm chairman of the MFA and the MA programs at the graduate school.
It must be very interesting.
Yes, it's very interesting work.
You've also illustrated books, and I don't understand whether you've also written one of those books.
No. We illustrated together a few of the books put out by the Santa Ana Historical Society on that region. Shadows of Old Saddleback was one of them, and Chinichnich, C-H-I-C-H-I-N-I-C-H-I-C-H, I believe. It was a story of the early Indians of San Juan Capistrano environment.
And these were illustrated with wood books?
Yes. Yeah.
And what was the Enchanted Garden in 1933?
Well, that was a painting. It was
a
book. It happened to be a painting that I exhibited at the museum.
I've gotten this really mixed up. I have it with fairy tales inspired by the Hudson's Bay Mansion book.
No? Somebody else.
Play that ghost.
I was born in Tamarillo, Illinois,
May 19th?
Yes.
And did you come to California?
Yes, when I was quite young, and went to school in Ontario.